comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world come together as one. There are people dying, and it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones to make a brighter day, so let's start giving. There's a choice we're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a brighter day, just you and me. A brighter day, so let's start giving. There's a choice we're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day, just you and me. We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones to make a brighter day, so let's start.
I invite you guys to go ahead and just have a seat right where you are on the stage. Maybe turn around so that you can see the story that I'm going to share with you. That'd be great. Thank you. And you out there, I believe, will be able to see a story up high. So if you can't see down here, you can look up high too. The story is Brick by Brick by Giuliano Ferri. Mouse was taking a walk as usual one day, with a solid brick wall to her left and a big open meadow out on the other side. And as she walked along, Mouse discovered a flower growing out of the brick wall. She reached up, just curious and impulsive, and tugged the flower. And pop, out came the brick. Mouse chose to carry the brick off, and soon she was joined by her friends, Cat, Pig, Rabbit, and Lamb. And they took down the wall, and when they took down the wall, they could see a vast body of water and another hill they had never seen before. And they gathered on their hillside and looked out over the water and saw a bunch of animals that were different and strange to them. They stood there, each group of animals, looking at one another for a long, long, long moment. After they sized each other up, they decided to build a bridge with those bricks, and each got busy to build the bridge, and soon the bridge was built, and the animals met each other in the center with hugs, high fives, and fist bumps. Thanks. I have a couple questions that I might ask and talk to you guys about before you head off to class. Does anyone want to share what happened in the story? Well, what happened? What did Mouse do? She pulled a flower, and after she pulled the flower, that's right, the brick popped out. Yeah, and who did she get help from? Yes, her friends helped her. I wonder why they decided to tear down the wall versus just putting the one brick back in. Ooh, you think they saw something pretty? They were curious animals? I don't know the reason, I wonder. And then why do you think they decided to build a bridge? To meet other people? Yeah, you think that? Everyone's nodding their heads up here for that one. That was why they were curious and wanted to meet other people. Well, thank you with that. Have you guys met someone different, someone strange, someone you hadn't known before in a new situation? Yeah. What were some of the fearful thoughts you had about that situation? Did they like me? So you were questioning that. Yeah. What were some of the helpful thoughts you had? Did you have any positive thoughts running through your mind in that situation?
They seemed sweet.
Oh, yeah. So you were looking at them and you sized them up as being sweet. Yeah, to look at and find the goodness in that other person. Well, I thank you for being a participant in the story time today. And there's too many to give hugs and high fives. But if you'd like, we can give a few high fives as you head off to class. I believe you're going to sing you out like normal. So thank you.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Yes, awesome. I'm almost situated, yeah. I'm gonna put this down so it doesn't pick up my other mic and do that. You know, I am thankful and appreciative of being invited. Thank you, Mike, for extending that invitation and to be part of this community today. It's a delight to be up here sharing from my heart. So thank you for that invitation. So dismantling walls and constructing bridges. You know, at least I've always learned about looking at those meanings behind everything in the story. And so I look at the story that I've read and think, those bricks are those negative thoughts and beliefs that I have used to build a wall that separates me from others. And those can change into thoughts of love. And when they do, they become a bridge extending outward that love and compassion. And the flower in the story being pink immediately reminds me of love. And that when I choose love, that dislodges those negative thoughts and beliefs out of my head and they just pop out. And then I have choices from there and what I do. And today I have discovered that I am a bridge builder, that I live from my heart and extend compassion to others. And today I'll share a process that I've used that seems to be working for me about doing that. So I'm going to share my blueprint for building bridges. And it's my hope that some of the science and the experience of living from that heart-centered life will inspire and motivate you to continue to live on the heart-centered life that you are already doing. I can feel that here right now. So the blueprint is connect with yourself, change your mind, expand the truth you know, and live the truth you know. And I picked that connecting with self as the starting point, but I see this as a process that's a divine order process. And what I know about that is that you can step in at any point, and that spiral will continue to expand and take you closer and closer to the love and compassion that's in the center. Connecting with myself to me is becoming self-aware. And for me, this is a process. Some seem to have it naturally, but I need to take the time and consciously think about what's going on with me physically. What is that showing up about emotionally? How is that affecting me, and how is that affecting others and my emotional state of being? And then self-love is a big part of that, and the self-care. Being daily practices of loving and caring for ourselves. And I know one of the first practices I learned when I came into Unity was to look at myself in the mirror and say, I love you and I accept you exactly as you are. And that was a big, big, big deal. First of all, look at myself in the eyeballs. I honestly couldn't get the whole sentence out at the beginning. I'd turn away, or when I'd stay, the tears would come. And it took time to do it. And I just loved a story that Wanda shared with me yesterday, doing this with elementary students, having a mirror in the classroom. They come in, sit down, and just say positive God thoughts to themselves while looking at themselves in the mirror. And one little guy, so excited at the end of that, just got up and couldn't contain himself with all the tingling that was going on. You know, and family reported back that week, too, that there was a significant change in that behavior all week long because of just taking a few moments of saying and looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying those God thoughts. So I encourage you to take some time to do that as you connect with yourself. Yeah. One of those first beliefs that changed that I was maybe the negative thought that popped out of the wall was the thoughts of unworthiness. And those got to replaced by ideas that I am a child of God. You know, that was like, whoa, okay. And then it became, not only am I a child of God, but I'm a child of God in whom God is well pleased. Whoa, you know, taking that in and then realizing if that's true for me, then it's true for you. You are a child of God, and you are a child of God, and then extending it further, meaning they are a child of God. Others are children of God, too. And not only are they children of God, but they are also children of God, whom God is well pleased. So others have that love within them, too. Mm-hmm. Some of the tools that I've used is just observing and listening. And I like the definition of observation that Marshall Rosenberg talks about in his nonviolent communication book, about dropping the evaluating comments and just going to the facts of a situation. I know that one of the things that I did was recently telling on myself here. I was looking at myself and it's like getting ready to go out the day. So I'm standing there looking at the mirror thinking, you're a fat slob. And I thought, whoa, where is that coming from? And so it took a moment to just say, okay, what's going on here? Well, yeah, my clothes were snug. Yeah, so that was happening, but my heart was heavy too, just slightly, but that heaviness expanded outward too. I realized that I was a little sad about being left home alone for 5 days. My family was going to be gone and stuff, you know, but just that taking that moment to stop, to listen to what my body was saying, to listen to the words that I was saying, then choosing to change that, because I could have gone down that spiral path downward and just continued that idea of being a fat slob, or to delete, let that go and to come back to the fact, okay, yeah, you were out of town yourself the week before. You didn't eat your normal stuff. You come home and the pool's closed. You're not swimming this week. Yeah, things are a little out of whack. And then picking up and getting into my work versus wallowing and getting downward. And so I've, in that process and over life, have discovered that this self-care process is threefold. And I just love the stained glass window over here because it has that, the three rings of body, mind, and spirit. And that sweet spot is where they all intersect. And it's just a beautiful illustration because then it goes up into a diamond, into the dove, into the bird. And that's what happens when we care for all aspects of ourself, as the freedom, the balance, and life and wholeness comes about. Well, the second part of this process was change your mind. The tool of denials and affirmation is just, you know, perfect for changing those bricks that were in the wall that separated and that were fear-based into bricks that become part of the bridge that are thoughts of love, thoughts of compassion. And denials are those statements of releasing, and affirmation are those are the declarations of the truth. And I know when I use denials and affirmations, I just like to skip right to the affirmations, you know, just do that. And that does have a positive effect, but I have noticed that when I take the time to back up and release fearful thoughts or say, no, fear has no power over me, that I've laid the groundwork for the affirmations to take hold. You know, the analogy I like to look at is that my husband and I are gardeners, and in the spring before we plant, he tills up the soil. You know, in doing so, the weeds are uprooted, the hard compacted surface is broken up, so it's a lot easier, it's softer to work with, and it's easier for the seeds to be planted into, and for those seeds then, when they sprout, the roots have a little easier time of making the path and gripping hold and then growing into a healthy plant. And with that process, the plant then has a great start and has a wonderful yield and harvest when it comes time for the fruits to be there. And denials are like that tilling of the ground, and the affirmations are the seeds that we can do. And so when doing it in that order, has the process of denials and affirmations to be even more effective in our lives. The third step, the third part of my blueprint for progress is to expand the truth you know. So I'm talking about expanding what our minds know, our intellect, and what our intuition, our heart knows. And to strengthen that, you know, because I didn't seem to have much trouble reading the books, watching videos, checking out another YouTube or a podcast, and getting the intellectual knowledge, attending workshops and things. What I needed to work on in this process was developing my intuition, you know, because I really hadn't been using it. And it's like any other muscle, you know, you need to bulk it up and build it up. And you do that by using and exercising it. And so that's part of what I began doing, things just walking labyrinths, journaling after meditation, recording my dreams, paying attention to that intuitive part of myself. And I added over the last couple years some heart math practices, and it's the quick coherence technique is one that I really like and use a lot. Just, you know, centering myself, imagining breathing through the heart, bringing that to mind, and a memory, that feeling of appreciation and love, and being in that space for a while so that my brain waves and my heart become in sync and in a state of coherence. The Heart Math Institute is one of the places I love because it's doing some research, not just sharing some data, but it has that scientific research which appeals to the analytical part of me, where it's helping connect that brain and heart, because part of this step of expanding the truth, knowledge and that we know, expanding that truth that we know, is to connecting the brain and the heart, not just developing one or the other, but working on that connection. So the Heart Math Institute conducted a study, and one of the things that they found was that the heart sent the brain much more information than the brain was sending the heart. And in this particular study, the heart would inform the brain about the nature of the image that was going to be shared next before it was displayed. So the heart had a sense of what was happening before it physically became manifested. And that's got my attention, to realize that our hearts are intelligent. Yeah. I'll share one other research project they're doing that has me excited, at least. They're looking at the global coherence, HeartMath Institute is. They're examining the idea that human emotions and consciousness interacts with the geomagnetic fields of the Earth, thus distributing all that information out globally. And so I see that the energy from our hearts is a bridge connecting all of us across this world and this earth. Further, it has that no limitations of the time and space bound. It does not have that. The other parts of developing and learning and expanding that truth is taking time to listen to my own heart intelligence, to listen to others, to take that time to be fully present and to be that energy of love and showing that through my eyes as I speak with other people. And allowing that information that's coming in to come not into just my mind, but also to come into my heart. And to listen and receive that gift that comes from being silent and listening. Another space to learn from is prayer and meditation. I see prayer and meditation as access to all knowledge. And so it's helpful to go ahead and read the books, listen to the podcast, and, you know, come to what we're doing right now today, sitting and listening and hearing. But to spend time in prayer and spend time in the silence to gather what it is that we need to know. Because I'm sure, and perhaps you have already heard, know that ask and it's given. Seek and you will find. Because it's with this consciousness of God that all things are possible. And so I'm sharing today my blueprint for building these bridges and constructing those. But if it doesn't fit for you, I just encourage you to totally toss it out and sit some time in prayer and meditation and come up with your own, your way, whatever works. But engage in prayer to find what it is, because I believe that really does give you access to all information, whatever it is that you need to know. The last step in that blueprint to constructing bridges was live the truth. And Unity's fifth principle, as worded for the youth, is about this. And it's worded as, I do and give my best by living the truth I know. I make a difference. Yeah. And so I don't know what is yours to do. I don't always know what is mine to do. I spend time waiting and waiting, listening, you know, being patient until it is revealed to me. And sometimes I only know what is next to do, the next small step, you know, and I have to, with faith, step out and take that so that the next step comes along the way. And so even though you may not know what is yours to do, spend some time, figure out what that is, but take action. Take action on what it is you do know what to do. I encourage you to do that, to manifest the expression of love, just action by action. And knowing that each activity, each action you do is connecting and laying a brick into the bridge that you're extending out. And I'm wondering where you will build your bridge. Have you envisioned some possibilities? Will the bridge that you extend outward for loving compassion be in the interfaith arena? Will it be in education, immigration, social justice? Will it be right here at Unity of Fox Valley's Youth and Family Ministry? And what action will you take? Will it be a conversation, a smile, providing a meal, building a home, standing by people, walking with others, marching with them. You know, don't underestimate the value of your actions. Each one has a significant value. So I encourage you to express the love by the action of which you know to do. And the construction of bridges is just a booming business. You just look at our ground transportation infrastructure, right? The bridges are being built everywhere. I encourage and invite you to extend that and make it so in the spiritual realm too, that the bridge building is just abounds. That know with the consciousness of God, all things are possible. And that you can dismantle the walls of negative thoughts and beliefs that separate you from others and from the flow of love. And that you are the only one who can do this, that no one else can do it for you. Others can encourage and support and motivate, but you must do the work. Audrey Kitatagwa, chair of the world's Parliament of World Religions, says each person has the ability to undertake one act of loving kindness every day. Over that person's lifetime, the cumulative effect of having implemented one act of loving kindness daily creates a large circumference of influence. Much as a pebble thrown in a body of water creates a circle that keeps expanding outwards. Each person then is that generative source of loving kindness. And she also reminds us to, when things are too big, too overwhelming, to heed Mother Teresa's words of wisdom. When she said, not all of us do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And I encourage you to know that you're not alone as you work this and move forward on your path, that the Christ in within you is there and doing the work, and that your friends will join in, just like Mouse's friends joined in and helped out. Or perhaps you will be one of the friends helping another person to build that loving bridge of compassion. And so that there are many, many bridges in the world of loving compassion. So that process I talked to about and come up with my blueprint to dismantle walls and construct bridges was connect with yourself, change your mind, expand the truth you know, and live the truth you know. And use this process to dismantle the walls of fear that separate and construct bridges of love that connect you with others who are welcoming, who are willing to come out onto that bridge and, like the animals, give out hugs, high fives, and fist bumps. Thank you. Appreciate this. Peace be with you.